Well, my name's Colin Worthington. Again, our candidate, Sean Paul, he's one of seven candidates for this District 5 race. Early voting began on Monday, and it's early voting is a three-week period. All this week, you can vote at the West Georgia Technical College, former West Georgia Technical College campus in the back, and it's across from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. That early voting goes this week and Saturday, the next week and Saturday, and then for the final week of early voting, it's just Monday through Friday. However, in that last week, in that third week of early voting, you can go to Powell Park in Villa Rica to vote. So, all right, we got all that stuff out of the way. Sean Paul, who are you? What do you want us to know about you initially, about how long you've lived in Carroll County, you're from here, got to talk about your family who's on this brochure. Tell us all the good stuff.
Okay. Well, I've lived in the 5th District for 24 years, down on Banning Road in Whitesburg, 55 years old. I grew up in Bowden Junction on a small farm. Graduated from Mount Zion High School in 1987, way back when. After high school, I joined the U.S. Air Force, spent right at 4 years in the Air Force, where I was stationed in the big town of Columbus, Mississippi, and then went international when I went to Okinawa, Japan. So I got to, that was my part of seeing the world and seeing different things, way things operate overseas. While I was in the Air Force, I met my wife. We dated in high school and then kind of fizzled out. And then once I come home on leave, I met and I asked her to marry me.
That uniform.
Well, yeah. That uniform gets them every time. But since then, been married for 33 years. We have two kids, Trent. He lives in Waco. There's Alyssa. They're twins. She lives in, she is moving back to West Georgia now. She just finished up, or is about to finish up, at Emory University, where she's going to become a nurse practitioner. So really proud of my kids. And since my kids are grown, it gives me time. I don't have grandkids, so this gives me time to run for office and make a difference in the community. I'm a member of Journey Fellowship Baptist Church in Bremen, one of the founding members. It's a new church, started several years ago. So in my late 40s, I went back to school to kind of get myself a new career path. I'd been in the satellite TV business locally, and that business was fizzling out. So I went back to West Georgia Technical School, where I got my certificate for HVAC. And currently I work for Jones Lang LaSalle. I'm a mobile engineer. I work at about 15 different sites, and I take care of the equipment, the mechanical equipment at AT&T sites for them.
Sean Paul, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, one of seven candidates for the District 5 race for the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, just because you were in the Air Force. We have a listener who's very interested in unidentified flying objects, and I wonder if you came across any. And I'm not being a smart butt or anything like that. I'm serious. I know there's somebody who's a big fan. Oh, yes, that gentleman. He's a big fan of that knowledge. Anything that you came across that you'd like to share with us?
When I got to Okinawa, the day or two after I arrived was the SR-71's flight out of the base. So no UFOs, but I missed the SR-71. I went to Okinawa. That was what it was kind of famous for. Had the spy plane, the SR-71, and I missed it.
Oh, well.
My luck.
I had to give it a shot, Sean. Again, Sean Paul, our guest. Well, I do have a lot of information on this brochure, and I'm sure you've handed those out and mailed those out to plenty of people. But tell us, what's your motivation for this seat? I mean, would you have sought this seat had it not been announced that it would be open, that the incumbent wasn't seeking re-election?
No, I wouldn't have. I think Ernie was a is a great guy. He's got the background and accounting. He's on a farm. I think, Ernie was doing a great job, and I hated to see him step down. My motivation was, I got that voice. That day, Lakin Riley was killed, and the outrage I felt to find out he's a legal immigrant, that you know, had that voice in my head. I think God was speaking to me. Hey, get involved. Protect the people. I want to, through the county commission, I want to use the budget ability of taking funds or using funds or at least incentivizing, well, not so much incentivizing, but getting the prosecutors, the solicitor, the sheriff's office on board with doing everything they can do to protect our citizens. And if they pick up an illegal for even shoplifting, we hold them the maximum time. We maybe add in some ordinances that we can keep them longer under those ordinances. You know, keep them off the street, protect our people.
Can we do that, though, on the county level? Because, and I've done stories on this just because, you know, the last 2 years it's become such a topic for everybody. But it to me, you know, talking to the county, you know, sheriff and Carroll and Harrelson County, it sounds like, well, we pulled somebody in, we found out he or she is illegal. We reach out to ICE and say, hey, we believe this person's illegal. And they basically say, all right, well, you can't hold them for that any longer than, you know, constitutionality. You can't hold them. I mean, it's a federal thing. You can't hold them for more than 2 days or whatever once you get them through the booking process, and they have to let them go. And then sometimes you'll find out, I mean, it'll be confirmed. Yeah, okay. And then they have a court date set, and, you know, maybe they don't come back. But
right.
But that to me seems like it's more of a federal thing. What can they do on the local level realistically?
I'm here for. I want to get with the solicitor. I want to get with the magistrate, state court. And you know, it's always often said Joe Biden does workarounds. I want to see about a workaround. You know, I know the city and the county can do enforce like smoking. You can't smoke in restaurants. How can we come about a policy to where if you're illegal, you get a fine for, you know, on top of? And then, you know, we got to look at the Constitution. I don't want to. You know, American citizens have constitutional rights, and unfortunately, it seems like some of those extend to illegals, which I wish we could, you know, work around that and you know, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, hold them forever. I have talked to Sheriff Langley about the 287G program that would allow local officers to enforce ICE, the rules of ICE, the regulations that ICE works under. And that would help us retain them here until ICE can pick them up if it can't get here in 48 hours. Because what the sheriff has said is, you know, if it's a little small misdemeanor of shoplifting and things like that, ICE doesn't make a big effort to get here to pick up these illegals. That's what I want to do, everything in my ability to see what we can do extra to stop that from happening.
Sean Paul, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Time right now is 8:40. Before we do take our break, you know, say you're lumped in with the rest of these characters on the board, on the district, you know, District 6 Board of Commissioners. What is there a talent, a skill, I mean, a bit of knowledge that you think you could be the go-to? You know, we're sitting around a table and, you know, say, well, this guy has the farming knowledge, so we'll tend to take with what he says more, you know, more in this conversation, or this person's an attorney, or, you know, this person's an educator. What kind of, you know, is, and not that it's mandatory that everybody has a separate skill, but is there one that you have that you think you would bring to that group at this point?
Well, you know, I'm the only member on the only candidate who's been in the Carroll County Republican Party for over 10 years. You know, and what does that say? That says I am the true conservative. I bleed conservative red. I've tried and worked hard with the Carroll County GOP to elect Governor Kemp, President Trump, even Herschel Walker. You know, whether it's putting out signs, going to Atlanta, picking up more signs so we can, you know, try to get our candidate elected. So what does that mean I have over the other candidates? I have the knowledge that what we can do, what we can look forward, the vision. I think that's my biggest asset, is a vision to help the county grow in the farming industry. A lot of people are saying, we need an industry here. We need an industry here. Well, if you bring in an industry, you're going to, and you you're going to have housing for that industry. I believe if we grow our farming industry, we talk to the Ag Center, we talk to UWG, West Georgia Tech, and we maybe come up with a little small commission to see what is what's going on in the rest of the world. How are other counties keeping their agriculture ag? That's my biggest thing I talk to the community about. They want to keep it like this. They love their drives down the highway without traffic, and I have to agree. I drive Post Road every day, just about it, to work, and it's congestion, more congestion, and day by day more congestion because they're putting up houses in Douglas County. That's, you know, it's just making our drive longer. If you are working in Atlanta or in the suburbs, so that's what a vision to make our agriculture land stay agriculture. Agritourism. I'd like to see if the possibility of a dude ranch where people come vacation here for a week and they work on a farm. That's I think the closest one is over 100 miles away. That type of thing. We've got a lot of wedding venues. That's revenue. The dude ranch is revenue. Things like that, I think, along with working with the younger generation to move into farming. If we can get more people into farming, that right there saves your land and keeps you rural.
Time right now is 8:44. You did put out I thought it was a cool idea about a month ago. I heard you speak at the Carroll County Republican Party, and I thought it was a great idea. I don't know how feasible it is, but it is something that I think it's worth looking into and talking about, and we'll do that after this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. If you have any questions or comments, please post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll take a look at those now. We'll be back in about 1 minute. More Community Voice.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Sean Paul. He's one of seven candidates running for commissioner for the 5th District of Carroll County. And I believe we had three other guests on the program so far. If you want to compare notes and compare guests, I encourage you to go back to our website, newstalk1330.com, or the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and line them all up. And you got a good, 3.5 hours of entertainment talking about Carroll County and the candidates running for the District 5 seat. This morning, it's Sean Paul. Before we went on the break, I did talk about something that you had brought up about a month ago at the Carroll County Republican meeting, which is held at La Trattoria the first Saturday of every month, not this Saturday because it's Mayfest, so they'll do it the second Saturday. You are welcome, Carroll County GOP. But you had mentioned, you had an idea. You was talking about preserving land, preserving the agricultural land, and you had put out which is, again, an interesting idea. I've since learned that the county may have tried something similar to that over the last, in a decade or so, but times may have changed. So it was an interesting idea, and I encourage you to share it again if you're still interested in that.
Yeah, I believe to help preserve our land, the county could buy available farmland and use it for the benefit of either, they could either lease it to cattle ranchers. They could for hay or for cattle. But I'd like to see it be used to help prisoners in the county prison to on their work release. You know, whether you know they're right now we're using them at parks and things like that. Let's help them get out and learn how to grow fruits, vegetables, even work with livestock. You know, at 40 plus years old, I started a new career. It's never too old. You're never too old to learn a new career. And I think if we did that out at Buffalo Creek Technical Park, and it sat there, we could have been using that land to bale hay, to put cattle on. You know, just making it useful. And if we can do that at Buffalo Creek, I don't see why we can't do that when we have available land. Let's teach those prisoners how to have a second career, how to get out. When they get out, they'll never go hungry because they'll know how to grow vegetables or raise cattle. I always hear that they are already working at on buses, on the police cars, and that's great. Help preserve that land. Let's buy it up and keep it for agriculture.
Sean Paul, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. One of the questions that I do ask everybody, because it is something that comes up probably every month in the Board of Commissioners meeting. I own a piece of property in District 5. My son, you know, I've been a farmer 200 years, and my son, he wants to sell it. He wants the money. He wants to go travel Europe and find himself and meet some girls in Amsterdam and Sweden, because Sweden, you know. But he wants to do that. He just wants the money. He wants to take the money and run. So I've got a buyer. It's a guy who wants to put up a skating rink and bowling alley, but the land is zoned agriculture. Oh, he wants to put up houses too. He wants to make it just a fun, loving community. He wants to put 100 houses, skating rink, bowling alley. And he's going to give me good money. I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. But I need to ask you guys to rezone that for me. How are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me no? And if you do, how do you make that decision?
You know, every case is different. And something I've learned in this race, once you put a housing complex, housing community near other farms, that increases their property value. So therefore, their property taxes increase. So at that point, I think I would have to say no. But, you know, we're 2024. Who says in 2028 or 2030 that community is suffering and needs some type of, or the county's needing some more tax dollars. But I'd have to say it's farmed, it's zone farming, and we keep it as a farm.
All right, Sean Paul is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, one of seven candidates for the District 5 race on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. It's 8:50. We'll take our final break right now. Come back with about 8.5 minutes. Again, last chance to throw any questions or comments up there that I can look at and ask him during the program. Program will be up on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page forever. So if you post something up there, a question or comment, after we've done this live, perhaps Sean will take a peek, see, and answer that for you in the future. But I'd like to ask him during the next break. So please share that information with us. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, Sean Paul, one of seven candidates for the Carroll County Board of Commissioners District 5 seat. Again, early voting began yesterday, and you can do so for the next 3 weeks for this race in particular at the Carroll County Elections Office, the temporary site, which is the former West Georgia Technical College building in the back there. Hopefully you can see the signs now, because I believe all the political signs have been taken off the roundabout where you can actually see the signs that say vote here. But in case you can't see those, that is where you will vote early. You can vote on Saturday of this week and Saturday of next week. Those are the only two Saturdays. There was a question that a listener had sent in to me, and I want to be precise as far as what he said, but I may have lost it now, and I do apologize. But I do have the gist of where he was going. There's a property that the county bought on McIntosh Reserve, a whole lot of land mm-hmm. out there that was, and some of it I believe touches the Chattahoochee River as right. well. But it's a giant piece of property, and probably was worth it just to be able to save it from somebody else, you know, doing what they want to on it. It's attached to Magic McIntosh Reserve, which is currently a park. Using your influence as a commissioner, what would you hope to see done to that property? I mean, just leave it as green space, you know, add it on? Would it be anything else that you would hope to bring there? Again, as a commissioner, just one of five, and not a chairman, but how would you use your influence to see how that property's used?
Well, with input from the community surrounding property owners, and it's, you know, it's over 400 acres, I think a way to use that to the benefit of the county would be to have revenue from it, whether it's put in, you know, let the locals use it as a hunting area. You know, they pay a small fee because of hunting land lease is very expensive. So, you know, to get those kids, those young generation outside and doing things outside, it could be, you know, you pay 10, 20 bucks and you can hunt there. That's revenue for us. You want to lease it to, someone with horses. I now remember a trip up to North Carolina to ride horses. It was, really enjoying time with my family, but we could have that same thing here. Someone with horses, they get the trails going. You got tons of trails, and you got revenue from that company charging the customers to ride horses. But I would do everything in my power to go to the residents, ask what they feel we should do, and I think we were able to retain that land for like 43 cents on the dollar per acre. So it was a great investment. It'll keep green space. We do have plenty of green space in the county still, but let it be what it is, a green space preserved with the McIntosh Reserve already, and just add to that its benefit for people.
All right, Sean, we've got about 3 minutes left in the program. As a member of the Board of Commissioners, you would vote on a budget every year. You'd vote mm-hmm. on a millage rate. And I think that our political bodies, they promote that millage rate, maybe because it's the easiest thing to promote. I mean, you can't talk about how much everybody's taxes would increase every year or how much their specific taxes would decrease. You just can't promote that. So I think that's what they focus on, is that millage rate. But, that isn't the end-all, be-all. However, when it does come down to that point where you've already approved the budget, you're looking at the tax digest, what would be your thought process about what to do with that millage rate? How would you decide? I mean, because you may have to decide it, and you may be somebody that says, there's no way I'm ever going to raise the millage rate. What would be your thought process in raising the millage rate, maintaining or rolling it back to the number that the government suggests would, equate to no additional taxes to the county as a whole?
Yeah, good question. Currently with the increase in housing values, there's no need to raise that millage rate. And I've heard others talk about the millage rate or the property values going up and it's pricing people out of housing. So I would work with the rest of the commissioners and the chairman to continue to roll back that millage rate as property values increase. And then, because all citizens of Carroll County are having to make budget cuts. The county needs to do the same thing to help its citizens. If the county government gets things for the government, why can't we do the same for the community? One thing that comes to mind is the camera system that they're going to be putting in the courthouse. That's a very, very expensive system. I'd like to see the county be able to get cameras to catch litter, people who litter the roadways. That's the revenue. Fine them for littering. That's revenue. Comes back to the county. I guarantee you could pay for that camera in a couple months by doing that. So, not to go back to your question about the millage rate, I think we've got to take care of our citizens and be budget-minded people.
All right, Sean, you came up to my house. I'm living in District 5. Of course, remember, I got this gigantic farm, but I'm leaving. I'm on my tractor. I'm leaving. I'm going to the store, but I'm riding my tractor. And you catch me at the gate, and I've got 1 minute for you to tell me why I should pick you over the other six guys that are running for this seat.
Okay. I'm forward-thinking. Vision. I got vision. And without vision, you're not going to progress. We want to progress. The growth we want in Carroll County, we want quality, responsible growth. People who want to be a part of the community and make it better. I want to incentivize older home remodeling, and that's gonna help ownership for young couples. So that's where I'm at. I'm thinking ahead to help young homeowners, young couples get into housing. Rather than to let an old property be old and dilapidated, let's incentivize a builder to go in there, a local builder, to take care of that property. I've got solutions for the homeless. Got a call the other day about homeless people in Whitesburg. I say we put in an ordinance, no homeless. No, you can't be homeless in Carroll County. Some people say, well, that's cruel. Well, I'm saying let's get them into a shelter. If they don't want to go to the shelter, they have to leave the county. We take a first one-way ticket to the county line. But other than that, we're going to help them.
All right, Sean, I do have to cut you off. Got like 20 seconds left. And thank you for coming out. It's good to meet you this morning. And thank you for listening and checking in with the Community Voice. Kerry Miller, he is the incumbent for District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. He is my guest tomorrow morning. So tune in at 8:30 for that. Right now, stay tuned for national news. It is now 9 o'clock.